every single one of you. There is a story in each and every one of you. There is a gifting in each and every one of you, and it's not going anywhere. It's not leaving your life. It's not getting smaller. It is not changing. Nothing about it is going anywhere. It has always been there. If you thought about it as a kid, it's probably still there. If somebody told you that you couldn't, it's probably because you were supposed to. Now, let me here wrap it up here with this. I may have shared this before, but I'm going to say it again because I absolutely love it. That do you know that the only way that the devil, who is a liar from the beginning, can ever open up his mouth is if it's already in the covenant and if it's already promised to you. The scripture says that he has been a liar from the beginning and the truth is not in him. And his only tool is deception and lies. He is the father of lies, and he's been a liar from the beginning. So the only way that he has permission to open up his mouth is if it's already in the covenant between you and Father God. If it's already in the covenant, sealed, it's signed and delivered, that it's got your name on it, it cannot go anywhere else. It cannot go to anybody else. It cannot leave your life. It cannot empty out. It cannot dry up. It is no longer about a well system. It's about a fountain. And when you can tap into that fountain, it will never run dry. Now, here's the thing. Many people feel that they got to go and discover their gift and their purpose. They have got to go and find it somewhere else. But the truth is that if you can find out your identity and who you are, whose you are, where you're going, what is your purpose, and what are you capable of, where you're not going, then it begins to be uncovered. It's not about going and finding it somewhere else. It's about discovering it, what he's placed in us, by understanding whose we are, where we came from, who we belong to, who we are called to, what is our story, and it uncovers so then we can be sent to use it to impact the other lives. You're not sent to go and find it. You find it to be sent. All right. So, wrapping it up here with this. The way to conquer the anxiety, the doubt, and the fear, which all of it is actually just in energy. What did I say in the beginning? A minute ago when I was talking about the Christmas presents and you caught a glimpse of what was meant for you, you caught a glimpse of the gift that you were going to get the next day, all of this energy that you could not sleep, okay, all of this anticipation, and you were so excited, you had all this burst of energy, you could not sleep, okay? And so the other thing was, the same kind of unbelief creates an energy which produces anxiety. And so anxiety is a bunch of wasted energy on a lie. Anxiety is a wasted energy on a lie. Wasted energy on a lie. It's overthinking something that's not reality, that hasn't happened. It's because we focused on the lack, or we have thought about what wasn't there. How? Because if you look at the very beginning, man, I'm trying to wrap it up here, but this just hit me. If we think about the very beginning, when the devil tempted Eve in the garden, she said, if you eat this fruit, you will be like God, and your eyes will be opened. But they were already like God in his image and in his likeness. And so what did the devil try to do? He said, if you eat of this fruit, you will be like God. They were already, so he tried to get them to believe a lie that says they didn't have something or they were not what God had created them to be originally. If you eat this fruit, mind you, God had told them you can have all of the other fruits endlessly, just don't touch of this fruit, or don't eat of this fruit. He said you can have every other fruit, every other tree, every other plant bearing seed I have given you for food. It's all yours. Have it however much you want, as often as you want, whichever one you want. But he said if He said to her, if you eat of this fruit, then you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The enemy tries to get you to focus on the lack, what you may not have. But can I tell you, the anxiety is a wasted energy on a lie from the enemy. Go back to what God originally said about you from the very beginning. From the very beginning, he looked at man and he said, it is very good. Now, we can look at creation. How many of us drive through the mountains, we climb a mountain, we're up in a plane, and we're just looking at all the glorious creation and the splendor, looking up from the clouds from 35,000 feet in the air, and you're looking at the mountains, you're looking at all of God's creation, or even just if you study science and you study how creation works, can anybody even explain air and wind? How does this stuff even happen? What is gravity? If you look at all the splendor and the glory and the creation of God, and it just blows your mind how it all works together, that the trees were created to produce, what was it, carbon dioxide. They were created to produce oxygen, and they take in carbon dioxide. We were created to receive oxygen, and we put out carbon dioxide. And so all of this stuff that was created to work together for our good. And here we're marveling at creation, and God says when he created it, it was good. And how God created all of that was he spoke it into existence, and then it was created, and he said it was good. But when God created man, he took from his hands from what he had already spoke into creation and existence, and he formed it into his likeness and into his image, and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being and a living soul. And then he said, it is very good. And we're over here marveling and blown away by creation that he spoke and said was good. But if you will look at yourself and you'll begin to think on the goodness of God and how, sorry, the preacher's sneaking up on me. But if you think about everything and how good God is, how glorious he is, and how he created all of this, and the very first thing that God says to says to us is that God created the heavens and the earth. God created, and we are created in his image, then we were born as creatives. Your identity is the greatest foundation that you could ever build on. It's the greatest foundation that you could ever build momentum from, and nothing else compares to it, because it's the identity of your creator and your heavenly father. All right. Guys, so I'm wrapping up here. We're done with this. So I want to challenge everybody. I want to challenge everybody that your identity is what we have to get back to. Forget everything else that people told you wouldn't work, couldn't happen. You won't do it. You won't achieve it. You'll never be it. And get back to what God originally said about you. All right. So, awesome.